European Union foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to discuss continent-wide efforts to combat terrorism following the Madrid bombings. There's also a meeting today in the Spanish capital of intelligence chiefs from five European countries. The March 11th train bombings have underscored the need for trans-European cooperation to confront a terror network that stretches across the continent and beyond. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Madrid.
10 men have been arrested in connection with the attacks. The key figure is Moroccan Jamal Zougam, who has lived in Madrid since 1985. Police had already linked him to Imad Yarkas, the man investigators believe was the head of the Al-Qaeda cell in Spain. José María Irujo, the leading investigative reporter at the daily El País, says the probe is revealing how easy it is for terrorists to operate in Europe's immigrant communities.
In Spain, it's very easy to get a fake passport, and Al-Qaeda has made ample use of that. The Muslim community has contributed lots of money. There are mosques that preach extremism, and they encourage confrontation with the West. There are people willing to provide safe houses. They don't ask any questions.
Al-Qaeda in Europe appears to be a web of loosely linked groups which recruit among young Muslim men in the immigrant communities of big urban centers, youths who have not necessarily gone through military training in Afghanistan. Javier Valenzuela, an expert on Islamic terrorism, says the very presence of many millions of Muslims on the continent will require that Europeans take a very different approach from the United States in combating Islamic terror.
The main difference is that Europeans, we are used to think on the long term. That makes all the difference between our approaches to the Middle East problem and the Al-Qaeda problem and our approaches to the immigration problem. Regarding our immigrants, we have to integrate them, and this is going to take long time, 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, we don't know, but we are very patient.
The Atocha train station of Spain's 311. It's here that two approaching trains were bombed. The makeshift shrine of flowers, red candles, handwritten notes, and photographs of the victims grows every day. Posters denounce both the domestic terror group ETA and Al-Qaeda. Sara Pastor is a blonde 20-year-old student in business administration. She came to the shrine, she says, to pay tribute. She says she just felt she had to be here.
We've never experienced anything like this in Spain. It's pretty scary. We had ETA for years, but we don't know this enemy. It's a new, very different fear. The truth is, you become a bit suspicious about everybody. When you walk down the street and look at someone, you wonder, maybe this person is a terrorist. But I know I shouldn't generalize.
Lavapiés is a gritty barrio in central Madrid, home to many Muslim immigrants. It's here that police arrested key suspect Jamal Zougam in his phone shop. Arab restaurants dot the streets. Aisha, a 27-year-old Tunisian, is one of the few people here willing to speak with reporters.
Some people call us names. They call us Moros, Black Moors. They tell us to go back home. They say, you, Moro, what do you want here? We are just looking for a better life like everybody else. We are not bad people.
On Saturday, Madrid, like many world capitals, hosted a large anti-war rally to mark the first anniversary of the Iraq War. Muslims and Spaniards marched together. Jesús Pérez was among those chanting slogans for pacifism and tolerance. But he acknowledged that the attacks have made those goals much harder to achieve.
It's hard to live together with people of different ethnicities and religions, even more so with the Islamic world because it's not a modern society. It's hard to coexist with a culture that hasn't adopted Western values.
European officials have warned against an anti-Islamic backlash that could further heighten tensions at a time when the continent is trying to coalesce and respond to the terror threat with one voice. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.